wrong way. Amen. A lot of folks know the content. Amen. But don't understand the context always of the word of God. They can quote it, but let's just be honest. A lot of us don't live it. They can act deep, but a lot of folks don't have any love. They can tell others what they need to do, but they have skeletons in their own closets. They can judge you, your spouse, and your kids, but their own lives are in complete shambles. Yeah. They'll go with you to the hospital to see somebody that's sick, and they'll even stop by Sister Susie's house with you to minister to those who are sick and shut in. Yeah. But if you stop by their house, they gotta come outside to talk, because they don't want you to come in, because they got too many things that they need to cover up or put up before you come in, because their living does not match their words. Yeah, see, these kind of folks remind me of Saul before he had a real encounter with Jesus.
All right.
See, he knew the law, but he thought that he and his crew should be the enforcers, because they watching what everybody else is doing, but what they were doing in the first place was wrong. They had decided to be judge and jury all by themselves, so they were killing the folks who sinned or broke the law. So literally, they were going after the church folks, amen, who got caught up or messed up or mixed up or was in some kind of mess, just like many of us on several occasions. I don't know about you, but I have to repent often, because sometimes there are certain things may cross my mind, and I'm not going to tell you that everything that come across my mind is godly. So I repent often to keep myself straight with God. See, people of God, the truth is we're all going to make mistakes. The truth is that we all got some kind of issue. The truth is that we all got some kind of skeletons in our closets. The truth is that we all have a past, and everybody's not doing everything right. So that's why I say God brought me from a mighty long way. I'm just a little country girl from Macon, Mississippi. I've lived all over the world, and I'm not going to tell you that my life has been perfect, and none of yours has been either. But I'm thankful that God brought me back to my roots. Obviously, he had a reason, and he obviously had a work for this sister to do. See, I want to talk very quickly about Paul's conversion, because when you get to know Jesus, the truth is you are converted, or there is some kind of a conversion in your life. Amen. Sometimes we sit up in the church house and we may not miss a Sunday, but a lot of folks ain't truly been converted. See, the old folks used to talk about, have you been converted? Are you just going and sitting on the pew, or have you truly been converted and the Lord has changed you from the inside out? Have you truly been converted and you got the love of Jesus in your heart? Have you truly been converted and you can walk right and talk right before the Lord? Have you truly been converted and you done got rid of them bones and them skeletons and all that stuff that you had in your closet? So let's talk about Paul's conversion. Glory to God. God wanted to use Paul for his glory. At that time, his name was Saul. But there were some things that had to change.
Yeah.
And in order for Saul to change, he had to go through a process.
Yeah.
People of God, that conversion requires a process. For everybody, it just does not happen overnight. Amen?
Yeah.
A process to change his position. It was a process to change the kind of peers that he hung around, as well as a process to change Saul's perspective. A process to draw him closer to God. A process to deliver him from this self-righteousness where he thought that he had the right to judge other people. Glory to God. See, some of y'all are going through changes right now, and you don't even know why, but I came to tell you that God wants to move you from where you are spiritually to grow you up and to stop you from hiding from your calling and be converted and walk in your purpose. So here it is. This is what happened to Saul. He first had to change his position. See, he had to come down from his high horse. A lot of times the folks that's up on a high horse and got their nose in the air is the main folks that ain't living right. He found himself face down on the ground. He found himself dependent on some other folks to guide him to someplace else. Somebody here today has had to come down off of your high horse, and you've had to depend on somebody else for some kind of help. Glory God. But the truth is that God can't use you effectively with your nose up in the air. There are some folks that's going through, glory to God, what you've been through, but some of us are too stuck up and sedated to tell them that I've been there too. Baby, I've been on food stamps too. Baby, I've been on welfare too. Baby, I've been headed to be way back when it was them paper food stamps that you tear out the book and go to the store with that little dollar stamp and go in there and say, let me get a dollar worth of sliced bologna. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. I came from a background where the cheese came in a block. It didn't always come from that little Velveeta, and on there it just said cheese. I came from a background where the peanut butter was in a can that was white, and it just said peanut butter. Y'all don't hear me. In order for God to use you, you gotta be able to tell somebody, I've been there too. I ain't always drove what I'm driving now. I came to tell somebody that I came from a background where when we came out the grocery store, my husband would used to have to get up under there and knock on that alternator with a hammer. Said, I'd be in there trying to start the car with two babies in the back seat. Y'all don't hear me. I ain't always drove what I'm driving now. I ain't always lived where I'm living now. I had a time in my life where we were squeezing babies in a two-bedroom house. Glory to God, but it was three babies and two of us. Y'all don't hear what I'm talking about. I said he brought me from a mighty long way. But see, folks with their nose stuck up in the air and sitting on a high horse can't help nobody. You gotta be able to tell somebody, I've been divorced too. Ask God to forgive you, repent, and move on with your life. See, some folks think if you do something wrong or you fail or you done been in jail, God can't use you. But I came to tell somebody he brought me from a mighty long way. See, the Bible says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. It doesn't just help the other person, but I want you to know that it helps you too to be able to tell your truth so you can move forward with your life. The next thing that Paul had to change was his peers.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's right. Come on now.
He had to go somewhere and sit down and learn not to go by what he sees and be taught by somebody who knew Jesus.
All right.
Glory to God. I'm a little excited. I'm trying to slow down. I'm asking the Lord to help me, but I'm excited about what the Lord is saying and what the Lord is doing. I can see some things. Glory to God. He had to go somewhere and sit down and be taught by a man and a woman. Amen. A lot of folks think that they know about the word, but what they know is actually their church protocol.
Yeah.
What they know is actually their denominational rules. What they know is processes and procedures in the church. They know, well, that ain't how we used to do it. That ain't how so-and-so did it. But they really need to go somewhere and sit down and stop trying to judge everybody according to your personal measuring stick.
Yeah.
They need to be taught. You see, that's why these seats ain't always filled, because a lot of folks don't want to be taught. They want to be entertained.
Yes.
But I give glory to God that he used Paul and he sent him somewhere for him to sit down and stop trying to judge folks.
Yeah.
You see, saved folks are not supposed to be judging everybody else. But the church folks are the ones that's being judgmental.
Yes.
So we can't help nobody because we're looking at everything that's wrong with them. Glory to God. Save folks, judging folks, don't help people. Yeah. What you do is you running people away from the church. Yeah. The truth is, a lot of folks that say that they're church folks or that say that they're Christians are the main ones that'll cuss you out in the parking lot at Walmart over a parking spot. Yeah. Them same folks are messed up in their heads. They think that just because they say that they're a Christian, they can just do what it is that they want to do. Thank you, Deacon. But you've got to change your peers and stop hanging out with folks that are just like you. The truth is, if they're just like you and you messed up, that means all of y'all messed up. Yeah. You got to change the folks that you hang around. Change your environment and get to know Jesus and deal with the people that are living right. See, a lot of times we don't want to change our friends. We don't want to change our partners. Amen. But you got to get away from them folks that's steadily pulling you away from God. And when you get up on Sunday morning and you say, well, I'm finna go to church, they be like, oh, okay, well, I'll talk to you when you get back. See, those are the right peers. Those are not the people that you need to be hanging with. Saul was hanging with folks who were just like him, and they were all judgmental together. We've got to change our peers. And then next, we need to change our perspective. Paul's perspective and the way that he saw and understood things was wrong. Often our negative perspective is based on our own life experiences. Yeah. But you've got to learn to see the glass half full rather than half empty all the time. See, Paul only understood before the letter of the law. But once he had a real encounter with the Lord and he got to know Jesus, it brought about a change in the way that he sees things. When you truly have a relationship with Jesus, you learn to see with eyes of faith. When you look at folks, you look at the possibilities. When you look at folks, you see the potential. When you look at other folks, you begin to see what they can be in Jesus. You've got to change your perspective. You learn to forgive the things that have happened to you so that you can move forward and stop holding a grudge on somebody from 20 years ago. Because the truth is, it ain't hurting them, it's hurting you. And when you learn that God has a purpose for your life, according to Jeremiah 29:11, that will prosper you and give you something to look forward to and give you an expected end. Yeah. See, if you don't have a real relationship with Jesus, all you see is everything that's wrong. Yeah. All you understand is everything that's bad. And all you talk about is things that are negative. Yeah. Get to know Jesus and change your perspective. All right. And as you know, when Saul finished going through this process, it changed his entire life.
Yeah.
Glory to God. It changed everything about him and not just his name. You see a lot of folks that have changed their names, but ain't nothing changed about their spirit. But when Saul's name changed to Paul, there was an obvious change in his life. He went on to write most of the New Testament, and he taught several others how to get on that right path that I heard my brother talking about on this morning, by having a true relationship with Jesus. See, because of his changed peers, because of his changed position, because of his changed perspective, God was able to use Paul and bless him in a mighty way. Now, I'm getting ready to close, but I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that I got to know Jesus for myself. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that he changed my position from one up on a high horse looking down at everybody else to one of humility and respect for mankind. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that he changed my perspective, glory to God, from one where I was constantly looking at everything wrong and begin to see people with eyes of love and empathy and faith, glory God. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that although at one time I was dealing with the wrong kind of folks, God kept me and he changed my peers. He never never left me. He delivered me. And hallelujah. And then he set me free. Glory God. He gave me strength from above. Oh, glory God. And then he showed me how to show love. Glory God. He taught me, y'all, and then he brought me. Glory God. Somebody said, well, preacher, where did he bring you from? I stopped by here today to tell somebody that he brought me from a mighty long way. Somebody here has the same testimony, because we know that some of us should have and some of us could have and a whole lot of us would have. Oh, but if it wasn't for Jesus, oh, glory to God, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be. Glory God. One thing, somebody say just one thing. See, it's one thing that I know for sure, is that having a relationship with Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. Because a personal relationship with Jesus will help you to walk right. A personal relationship with Jesus, it'll help you to talk right. A personal relationship with Jesus, it'll help you to love right. A personal relationship with Jesus, it'll help you to live right. A personal relationship with Jesus, it'll help you to give right. A personal relationship with Jesus will teach you how to love your enemies. A personal relationship with Jesus will tell you how to love your neighbor. A personal relationship with Jesus will teach you how to wait on the Lord and sit down and be taught to. A personal relationship with Jesus will tell you, don't worry. Be of good courage. If you've got the same testimony, you ought to stand on your feet and begin to wave your hands. If you've got the same testimony, you ought to stand on your feet and begin to clap your hands. If you've got the same testimony, you ought to begin, hallelujah, Jesus, to shout hallelujah. If you've got the same testimony, you ought to begin to do your dance. If you've got the same testimony, you ought to begin, glory to God, to jump for joy. If you've got the same testimony, you ought to be thankful. Glory to your name, God. I said it brought me from a mighty long way. I don't know about you, but I know what he's done for me. He brought me, and then he taught me. He kept me, and then he never left me. Glory to your name, God. I don't know about you, but I know where I've been, and I know where the Lord has taken me. See, some of y'all can't see it right now. Some of y'all got that amnesia, but some of y'all were just like me. You was just eating cheese. You was eating out of that package that just said peanut butter. Glory to your name, God. You was tearing off that $1 stamp trying to go in and get a dollar worth of cheese and a pack of crackers. Let me tell you what I know. And a slice of bologna. Come on here. Come on here. He brought me from a mighty long way. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand of praise. I didn't intend to keep you all day. Glory to God. Y'all know I give you what he gave me and get out the way. Hallelujah, Jesus. But God is worthy to be praised, saints. All of y'all wasn't living like you living now. God is worthy to be praised. I thank God for who he is, and I thank God for what he's done. Hallelujah, Jesus. Even for those who are watching virtually, we're going to ask you to just pray with us. Amen. Glory to God. Because some folks still ain't ready. You understand the context, but your relationship with God, amen, has been separated for whatever reason. Some may be backsliders. Some may not have ever really known him for yourself. But we're going to pray. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you so much for joining. The Charity Full Gospel Baptist Church is a word-centered and Christ-focused ministry. We exist to love God and to love God's people. Therefore, when you come, come as you are, and then allow God to elevate you to where he would have you to be. We are located at 1775 Booker Street in Jackson, Mississippi, and we hope to see you soon. Until then, may God bless you, and may God keep you is our prayer.